Although the case was lost in Charleston, Marshall appealed Briggs versus Elliott and four other cases to the United States Supreme Court. Collectively, they became known as Brown versus Board of Education of Topeka, Kansas. Judge Waring's dissent was key to the Supreme Court's decision. James Felder.
The Brown decision that came down from the Supreme Court was his dissent. They simply picked up his decision, because when we had the three-judge court here that heard the case, it was a 2-1 decision. The Supreme Court, in effect, upheld him. They picked up his dissent, which became the unanimous decision.
By all rights, the case ought to be known as Briggs versus Elliott. Somehow, through an accident of docketing, Brown versus Board got docketed with a superior docket number to Briggs versus Elliott. And so the public knows these cases as Brown versus Board of Education.
The Briggs case was the only one of the five from a Deep South state. Matthew Perry, now a federal judge, asserts that Briggs versus Elliott was the case that truly unlocked segregation.
Actually, Briggs versus Elliott was your major thrust case. Thurgood Marshall argued Briggs versus Elliott in the Supreme Court. Other lawyers argued the other cases. Bob Carter argued Brown versus Board. Bob Carter's a very fine lawyer, an excellent lawyer. But your major giant in the field, Thurgood Marshall, argued the Briggs versus Elliott case in the Supreme Court. The nation's premier appellate lawyer, John Davis, was hired by South Carolina to oppose him.
Matthew Perry vividly remembers May 17, 1954.
I was in court in Spartanburg when a colleague, another lawyer, a white lawyer, with whom I was on fairly friendly terms, came over and whispered to me in the courtroom, "Matthew, the Supreme Court of the United States has just outlawed segregation." I stood up out of my chair and nearly exulted out loud. It was a fantastic moment. And of course, within minutes, while the radios, there was nothing on the news but that, the news spread throughout the country, and it was a very, very momentous decision.